Following are some comments on William Shakespeare's Pericles, Prince of Tyre, Chorus 1. To sing a song that old was sung. John Gower sets up the story of Pericles' dangerous trip to Antioch to seek the hand of the king's daughter. The real John Gower, who lived from around 1330 to 1408, whom Shakespeare and Wilkins have enlisted as their frame narrator, beginning with Chorus 1, was a medieval poet and contemporary of Geoffrey Chaucer, and the author of the Confessio Amantis, one of the sources for Pericles. For more on Gower's function in the play, see my comments on the epilogue, but in the meantime, here are some opening thoughts. The Norton editors offer useful information about Shakespeare's interweaving of sources. He borrowed from John Gower himself, but also from medieval Christian accounts involving women condemned to brothels, as well as from ancient Greek romance tales. The editors also point out that Gower adds a certain medieval quality to the whole affair, thereby keeping us at some emotional distance from the unfolding story, at least for a while. In the end, the play is quite effective in its emotional impact, and Gower's slightly halting, rhymed, tetrameter, or four-foot lines need not be considered a blemish on the play's aesthetics. Such a style fits well with the traditional moral dimension of Gower's framing presence in the text. In Shakespeare and the Invention of the Human, Harold Bloom writes that only the brothel characters come across as authentically human. Marina and Pericles himself, says Bloom, are narratival and moral abstractions. The term ethical universe, then, accurately describes the world in which the characters in Pericles live. That kind of world is a feature of medieval narratives and dramas. The anonymous play Everyman, for example, represents the protagonist as moving through just such a grayscape towards salvation. This moral allegory works with a cast of personified abstractions and one typified Everyman character, but it manages to remain engaging and even moving throughout. We could say the same thing about Shakespeare's Pericles. It may be that Gower's reference to the medicinal qualities of his tale, his description of it as belonging to a category of restoratives, quote-unquote, fits well with the thesis that from time to time, value systems need to be renewed and reestablished. See Chorus, line 8. So often in Shakespeare, a society seems to have become a hollow place for hollow men and women, emptied of anything like truly animating moral values and passions. Discourse, language, will play a vital role in the restoration of Pericles to Marina and in his recovery of Thaisa. Thanks for listening. The date of this audio recording is Sunday, June 1st, 2025. The foregoing material is copyright 2025 by Alfred J. Drake. For quotations, I have relied on the Norton Shakespeare 3rd edition, 4-volume, genre-based format.